SBS Filipino.
25 taon na ang nakaraan simula ng matagumpay na naipadala ang pinakaunang text message ng mundo. At habang karamihan sa atin ngayon ay hindi maisip ang mundo na walang text messaging, ang pinakaunang lalaki na nagpadala ng pinakaunang text message ay nagsabing wala siyang ideya na ang isang mensahe ay magbabago ng lubusan sa mundo. Narito ang ulat ni Natasha Callias, Michelle Rimmer at Hashala Kumarawansa na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. 3 ng Disyembre, taong 1992, ipinadala ng Britong software engineer na si Neil Papworth ang pinakauna sa mundo na SMS o Short Message Service. Sinabi ni Papworth, ang mensahe ay naglalaman ng 2 salita na nagbago ng komunikasyon ng mundo.
The first message was Merry Christmas, spelled with the full words, not Xmas, it was Christmas, and it was sent to Richard Jarvis, who was director for Vodafone at the time.
Isang kapat na dekada mula noon, ang text messaging ay naging pinakapopular na daan ng komunikasyon. Gayunpaman, hindi inisip ng mabuti ni Neil Papworth ang mensahe. Sa halip, ginawa lang niya ang kanyang trabaho.
Back then, it was just a day's work. It was something I was paid to do, you know, by my company. It's come down here, show the software that we developed, show that it works, send a message, and at the end of the day, it worked. So we were just doing what we were meant to do, and you know, I came away from there just happy that what we tried to do had worked, but you know, I hadn't dreamed what monster it would become today, kind of thing.
Sa estimasyon, nasa 22 bilyong text messages ang napapadala sa buong mundo sa bawat araw. Ang mga Australiano ay nagpapadala ng halos 85 milyong texts sa isang araw at mahigit 80% ng tao ang nagsabing nagpadala sila ng mensahe sa nakaraang 6 na buwan. Habang may mga tumataas na takot tungkol sa epekto ng pag-text sa kakayahan ng mga kabataan sa lengguwahe, sinabi ng linguist na si Dr. Ingrid Pillar mula sa Macquarie University na walang dapat ikabahala.
I think a lot of people are really worried about the impact that text messaging has had on the language proficiency of young people. And, you know, everyone's worried, are people getting lazier and lazier using all those acronyms and everything? However, that's not true. What has happened with text messaging is that it is sort of a mixture or hybrid genre between spoken language and written language.
Dagdag ni Dr. Pillar, naghihikayat ang SMS sa mga gumagamit na maging malikhain.
With texting, actually, it has given us a new mode of expression. And so people are getting more creative. And every generation has their own challenges. And that's what young people do. They have a new genre and they do new things with it.
Gayunpaman, nagmungkahi ang isang bagong pananaliksik na ang mga Australiano ay tumatalikod sa tradisyonal na telepono at serbisyo ng text messages. Itinuro ang mga aplikasyon sa social media tulad ng WhatsApp at Facebook bilang mga pangunahing rason. Dagdag ni Neil Papworth, sa kabila ng mga pag-asenso, nananatili ang daan ng komunikasyon ng mga tao.
Well, I think people love the simplicity and a lot of people don't need that complicated way of sending messages. I mean, you know, some of it is a bit more complicated than it needs to be, and all the settings and things like that. You know, I remember having my old Nokia 3310 or whatever, and it was so simple. You could just from powering the phone on, press 2 or 3 things, get your message sent, you know, on a keyboard using some kind of T9 input or something. For me that was the ultimate. That was by far quicker than it is just using my smartphone today.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.